Our next public hearing was conditional use number 1918, Anthony S. Nerlinger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I have a motion that I'd like to put forward in front of the commission. I don't know if anyone has any thoughts they want to share. My thoughts being that looking at this as the Planning and Zoning Commission and straight as a conditional use, that I feel as though this is compatible with the surrounding structures in that area. I think that there were some thoughts, construction, flooding issues, setbacks, height and all that, that will come up or could possibly come up if County Council acts on this at another point in the development of this parcel, whether it was as a single family home or as a multifamily unit, that the that this wasn't, to me, a site plan specific. They will have to go in front of DENREC, and I have put in also in my motion, I'm giving a recommendation about consideration by the County Board of Adjustment. And I'd just like to say that when I say consideration, that if my motion is acted on favorably, that we're not endorsing or condemning whatever action the County Board of Adjustment takes. That they will look at it independent of what we do. With that said, unless anyone has any comments.
I'd like to add one thing, because this is in a lot of ways similar to what the county dealt with, the case I referenced, which was the Gibson case over on whatever the Lake Girard, I think what it is, and right outside of Rehoboth, between Rehoboth and Dewey, where there is multifamily all around there, and the last one that was sort of left was before the commission and the county, and council turned it down, and the applicant sued and won, and I will caution the commission, a lot of the issues in that case were site plan or building code issue. It was bulk issues, which had to do with the size of the building, yet legally you could build a structure that size. It had to do with height issues. The county has a height limitation. Legally, you can build to that height. I also have to caution the commission that, frankly, I'm concerned about placing the county on treacherous footing if you start treating this one different than every other property that's in Tower Shores.
Well, and I think that's the issue here. If there was ever precedent, we have precedent in spades here. And once again, the question we're answering is this an appropriate place for a conditional use? That's the question we answer. All the other stuff, other people will deal with. If the county council approves this, I'm sure that this applicant will have many other hurdles to cross before anything can be done, and they'll deal with those other issues there. Just for the record, though, I believe in the Gibson case, didn't we find in the affirmative for that?
I seem to recall that we did.
Yes. Funny how that happens sometimes. All right, then.
Thank you, gentlemen. Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve conditional use. Excuse me. I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1918 for Anthony S. Nerlinger for a multifamily dwelling structure of two units based upon the record made at this public hearing and for the following reasons, them being that the proposed conditional use will have no significant impact upon traffic, that Tower Shores has evolved into a development consisting primarily of multifamily dwelling structures, and there are other similar multifamily structures with two or more units in the immediate vicinity. The project and how it is situated on the lot is very similar to structures along Ocean Drive on either side of lot number 84. The project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The property is in the environmentally sensitive development district overlay zone, which according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. The project will be served by Sussex County Sewer and Central Water. This recommendation for approval is, however, subject to the following conditions and stipulations, them being A, only two units shall be constructed upon the property, B, the development of this property shall comply with all county and Department Natural Resources environmental control setbacks and building restriction lines. C, the units shall be served as a part of a Sussex County sanitary sewer district. D, the developer shall comply with all requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department for connection to the sewer district. E, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscape materials, and fill on, off, or to the property shall only occur between the hours 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. F, the project shall be served by Central Water. G, this recommendation is contingent upon consideration by the County Board of Adjustment and issuance of a 10-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard setback and a variance to allow two multifamily units on a square lot of 6,000 square feet. And finally, the site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
Just one point of discussion on that motion. The hours of construction, that's something that was consistent with other conditional uses in Tower Shore so that it wouldn't have an impact on neighbors. Thank you. Sorry about that.
That is correct.
Yeah. Just I know that's not one we've seen recently on one of those, so that's why that's in there. It's a little bit different than some of the other ones.
Okay, then. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1918, Anthony S. Nerlinger, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?